It doesn't take a financial expert to read these graphs and understand the turmoil the British economy is facing. But after a week of market convulsions that pushed the pound to an all-time low against the dollar, now some relief in the response of the government's screeching U-turn on their tax cut for top earners. As markets opened across Europe, the pound bounced back in value against the dollar.
You've got the pound rising roughly back to where it was before the mini-budget. The pricing on what we think the Bank of England will do next has changed. So previously we expected them to add another 2% or so to interest rates, now expecting them at about 1.25. So the markets are calmer, I think, and it sort of gives the government time to go back to check its homework, if you like, and then come back to the markets in a few weeks with a different forecast in terms of what they're going to have to spend, and indeed to borrow, and indeed to cut in terms of government spending.
But even after the move, the mortgage market remains in trouble. Many house buyers have seen the cost of loans double since the government's mini-budget, with lenders suspending hundreds of offers. The government's financial credibility remains in question.
This may be a U-turn in the government's plan to scrap the top rate of tax for the highest of earners, but this is anything but an ideological U-turn in the government's dash for economic growth. A budget that could well still lead to cuts in public services, including welfare, affecting the poorest people in the United Kingdom.
Why? Because as the government ramps up borrowing to pay for other tax cuts, it also wants to make so-called efficiency savings. The Prime Minister refusing to commit to increasing welfare benefits in line with inflation, while at the same time lifting the cap on bankers' bonuses in a bid to make Britain more attractive to investors. But it's a gamble many business owners and even bankers don't buy. Julia Davies is a member of Patriotic Millionaires UK, a group of wealthy investors calling on the government to increase their tax share.
All comes down to an ideology which has been proven not to work. Those countries that do well, which deliver the most welfare, they do that on the back of decent taxation. I believe in responsibility, community and society, and that requires those that can afford it to pay tax. So I don't see tax as a burden. I think it's something that we should all be proud and welcome doing, and just be glad that we can afford to do it.
After years of economic stagnation, the government wants to hotwire the economy into action to embolden trade and prioritise growth. An economic project government critics say works for the few instead of the many. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, London.